the first day of the blessed month of Bauna. This day marks the commemoration of the Church of Saint Leontius, the Syrian. This saint was martyred in the city of Tripoli, which is in Libya, on the 22nd of Abib. A Christian woman, the wife of a great nobleman and prominent army commander, gave much money to the soldiers and took his holy body. She wrapped it in expensive cloth and laid it in a coffer inside her house. She made a picture of him and she hung a lighted lamp before it. It happened that Diocletian, the emperor of the Roman Empire, became angry with her husband and shut him up in a prison in the city of Antioch, Syria. She became sad and prayed to God, interceding with his saint Leontius to save her husband from prison. God accepted her prayers. Saint Leontius appeared to her husband in prison and told him, "Do not grieve or be sorrowful, for you shall be delivered tomorrow, and you shall eat with the emperor at his table, and you shall return safely to your house." The saint then went to the emperor and woke him up. When the emperor saw the saint, he became terrified. The saint told the emperor, "I have come to you, O emperor, to order the release of the army commander. Honor him and let him go to his house, lest you be destroyed." The emperor, who was trembling, replied, saying, "Whatever you command me, O my lord, I will do." The next morning, Diocletian brought the commander out of prison, honored him, and dined with him at his own table. The emperor told him about the horseman that appeared to him, and then dismissed him to return to his hometown. When he arrived in Tripoli, his hometown, he told his wife and his family what had happened to him. His wife told him, "The good that happened to you was through the blessings of Saint Leontius." Then she uncovered the body of the saint, and he took the blessing of the saint. When he saw his face, he realized that he was the one who had appeared to him in person. After the death of Diocletian, they built a church in the name of Saint Leontius, relocated the body to it with great veneration, and the church was consecrated on this day. May the prayers of Saint Leontius be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Cosman, also called Saint Cosmas el Tahawi, and his companions were martyred. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also today, the church commemorates the great saint Abiphan, the soldier. This saint was born in the city of Osim, or Giza. His father's name was Anastasius, who had a high-ranking position, and his mother was a holy woman whose name was Susanna. He distributed his money on the works of the righteous and went before Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, during the reign of Emperor Diocletian, to be martyred. Arminius had him severely tortured and then sent him to Arianus, the governor of Ancyna, who also tortured him. However, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and strengthened him. Saint Abiphan always lifted his eyes up towards heaven, and finally they beheaded him. The believers then took the body and buried him with the veneration in a hill of sand west of Tema, or Sohag. This saint completed his strife on the 27th day of the month of Tuba during the reign of Diocletian in the 4th century. A church was built after his name in Tema and another in Osim. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.